When most of us think of the homeless, it's usually of men sleeping rough, cadging for loose change, gathering around the vans that churches and welfare groups use to distribute free meals and clothes. And everyone deserves a decent bed, of course. But one of the fastest growing groups among the homeless is older women. Abandoned, widowed, victims of elder abuse. This weekend marks the International Day of Older Persons, and the Christian aid organisation Mission Australia is campaigning for more affordable housing. The CEO is Catherine Yeomans.
Well, the stats tell us from the census from 2011 that there's over 5,000 women who are homeless. We know from the call on our services that we see that number increasing. So we're very interested to see the statistics from the latest census.
5,000 older women homeless. What does that look like, Catherine? Are they sleeping rough? Are they sleeping on people's sofas? Do they get beds at all in hostels? What does it actually look like?
Well, it looks like many different things. Sometimes, unfortunately, women can find themselves chronically homeless. So we will have situations where women in their 60s and 70s have had unstable accommodation all their lives, which is very tragic. And we provide aged care services for homeless women who find themselves in those circumstances. But also it can be women who never thought they would ever find themselves in this predicament. And it can be that they've had work that has been intermittent, perhaps part-time, as they balance family responsibilities and caring responsibilities in rental accommodation. Those rental costs just become too high and they can quickly find themselves without accommodation.
I saw an extraordinary figure that 5% of all households that are occupied by seniors are paying more than 50% of their income in rent. Where is this occurring? What effect does that have?
Well, this is all part of what we see as the housing affordability crisis. We can often think of housing affordability, and a lot of our media talks about how difficult it is for young people to buy their first home. In fact, housing affordability is older people who may not have their own home, but they're actually in rental accommodation. And if that rent increases, if they're on a fixed income, like an aged pension or very limited retirement savings, they can quickly be paying most of their income on rental costs and leaving very little for, you know, the basics of life, food and health and transport. But also if an extraordinary bill comes in, it can really set them back. And that's when they're at high risk of homelessness. Mm.
What effect does domestic violence and even elder abuse have on the rate of homelessness, especially by older women?
Well, we know that family and domestic violence is a leading cause of people seeking help for homelessness. So we know that older women are at risk as well and that this can cause homelessness. Elder abuse as well, I think taking advantage of older people, of their financial situation, those family relationships can become strained. And we know of instances where older women have been taken advantage of and it leaves the woman in very precarious financial circumstances.
One of the most vulnerable groups would appear to be Indigenous women. What's the situation there? How serious is their plight?
Well, unfortunately, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people of all ages and all genders are overrepresented in the homelessness statistics. And we know that homelessness in Aboriginal communities can often be severe overcrowding. Sometimes there's 20 and 30 people living in a three-bedroom home. This can be extraordinarily difficult for, imagine, a woman in her late 50s, 60s, 70s living with large family members. There's a lot of pressure on family members and communities when that happens. So we simply must increase the number of homes that are available if we're truly to address this crisis.
Well, it is, as you say, a very sobering situation. A call coming out this weekend. It's the International Day of Older People, and the call coming there from Catherine Yeomans, CEO of Mission Australia. Thanks for being with us on the Religion and Ethics Report.
My pleasure. Thank you for your interest.